Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Charles Burton of Synopsys, author of the new book, The Beaver and the Dragon, about Canadian-Chinese diplomatic and security relationships these many years, comes to a question about how China in the 1990s hired the Canadian National Bureau of Statistics to help it understand its miracle recovery and use of capitalism. However, we learn now from reporting here in 2025, the Chinese only use the statistics that fit their assumptions of success. And otherwise, well, Charles explains. Charles was involved in some aspect of this, so this is the testimony of somebody who was present for the filtering, he calls it, politely. Charles Burton, author of The Beaver and the Dragon, How China Outmaneuvered Canada's Diplomacy, Security, and Sovereignty, also commenting on the Financial Times report of Chinese we're only looking for good news, non-reliable statistics. Much more of this tonight.
I don't think we can tell what really happened, but I think your last point is probably the most significant. The Canadians were readily deceived. There was a reluctance to provide true information to foreigners if it was negative. And then what was done with the information afterwards was subject to central filtering. I was involved in some of this work earlier in my career when I was a diplomat. And I think what the central authorities were happy with the Canadian input was information that was useful for them to more effectively extract tax from lower levels of administration. But the rest of it, I think they looked at with interest, and if it didn't fit with the kind of discourses they already had, they put it in the back of a drawer to be forgotten.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.